All right, we've got breaking news this afternoon. It's actually an update on a story that involves Giannis Antetokounmpo. Exclusive to WTMJ, Doc Rivers recording courtside with Gal Klepa. The coach Doc was a guest and gave some insight into Giannis's injury. This is what Doc Rivers said moments ago about Giannis's groin injury suffered last night.
Yeah, it went pretty well. I don't know what grade it is, but I know it's not a bad one, so that's good news for us. But yet and still, probably 2 weeks,
wow,
he'll be out, and we'll see. Hopefully less, but most likely in that area.
That is Doc Rivers. The takeaway there, Giannis, it looks like will be out 2 weeks.
Okay.
That's what Coach Doc Rivers believes. By the way, courtside with Gal Klepa can be heard tonight on Bucks Beat at 8 o'clock. Bucks Beat at 8 o'clock. We're on top of the story. We'll give you more additional information as we head through the afternoon. But check out Bucks Beat at 8 o'clock. Could music protect your brain? This is a fascinating study, and we've got a cool expert with us. Dr. Patrick Porter is an expert in brain health, and he is with us. Dr. Porter, thank you so much for making some time for us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What do we know about this? That's the question everybody wants to know now after this study. Can music actually protect our brain, help keep it healthy?
Well, the study shows, this Asprey longevity study, which means they followed up over 10,000 people for 10 years. And what they found was those that listened to music regularly had 39% lower risk of developing dementia. And this is primarily because when you're listening to music that you like, you don't have that stress response. That stress response actually, just like it restricts blood flow through the body, it restricts blood flow to the brain. So you can have foggy brain, you can have pain and discomfort. All of these things happen, but music puts it all in motion and gets those neurons firing and wiring.
So what's best? Is it listening to Mozart, heavy metal, or pop music like me, like the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC?
Well, they say that anything that you're familiar with and emotionally resonate with seems to have the most powerful impact. So if the Backstreet Boys are your thing, then that's it. What we know is that Mozart music, like you're talking about that, or relaxing music, they did a study called the Mozart Effect, and it actually makes you smarter. And they showed that when you listen to rock music, the heavy metal rock, it actually makes you dumber. So,
oh, my gosh.
Asking for a friend, what does Britney Spears music do?
I don't know. I always say I'm lowering my IQ when my grandkids have it on.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Dr. Porter, does length of time listening to music or frequency of listening to music have an impact?
Yeah, I tell people the brain is kind of like cicadas in the summertime. You know how you start, when you hear one and then they start to get together, then they have a whole group of them doing it. This is what happens with what they call glia cells in the brain, and they're basically the energy is happening, and it's actually triggering ATP production. It gets the brain buzzing. We have these times where we have almost this so much buzzing in our brain, this positive energy because we're listening to music. Maybe we're at a party or get together, they're playing your music, and it actually gets you up dancing. So it takes at least 20 minutes, but you can play it in the background. You can, like when you're doing anything, put music. I tell people we live in the greatest of times. Back 200 years ago, you had to hire an orchestra to come and play you music. Now we all carry it around in our back pocket. We can play anything we want at any time. Set the soundtrack to your life and make it your choice and set the mood. Because it will also, emotion is energy in motion. So it gets the energy of the body going, and motion is life. So we need to keep that going. And there's nothing more important than getting your body in motion for your brain. It triggers something called BDNF, which I call Miracle-Gro for the brain. We need those things going, and music will cultivate that.
Wow. I never thought of the cicadas in your brain and the Miracle-Gro. Isn't that nice, John? Yeah.
Such a great analogy.
It is.
Dr. Porter, as we live longer, are there more instances of brain disease?
Yes. There's no better time than today to start doing it. We have people 30 years old getting diagnosed with Alzheimer's and dementia because it's a lifestyle problem. We are not designed to sit on our butts all day long and look at screens. In fact, they actually did a study in Japan where 90% of the kids cannot see farther than 20 feet away because they're looking at screens all day, and the eye shape has actually changed. So they only see nearsighted, they don't see farsighted. This is how much our environment is changing a lot of things. We have this epigenetic system, which actually our body, every DNA pair changes every 40 seconds. So imagine whatever you do during the day, and then the longer you're on Earth, you're going to be exposed to toxins, traumas, you know, what we call negative thoughts are going to do it, but also technology. I always say there's the four T's to brain health, and you've got to monitor that technology. So the more you're exposed to these things, now exposure isn't bad. It's you have to have recovery. So that means you have to do some kind of, like what we created a technology called BrainTap, which takes music to a whole new level because we have frequencies that actually train the brain to go to those specific frequencies. You need to do something to change the brain up. Don't do the same thing every day. That's why they say even drive home different ways, listen to different music, do different exercises, get out and go for walks. Just get up and do, because we're so many people are just sitting around waiting for life to happen to them instead of let life happen through them.
Hey, Dr. Porter, we've only got a minute left. Are we getting demonstrably better at treating brain disease?
I think we're finding out, and there are really good solutions. I mean, we had a study. We took everyone off the dementia study in 6 weeks. So, I mean, we're finding out that there is ways. That's why I say brain fitness, because if we keep our brain fit like we do our muscles, in the 70s, we were arguing about would it stunt growth to lift weights. Now, nobody will challenge, you know, keeping your body physically fit. I think within 10 years, we're going to know that even in schools, they're going to be teaching some of these brain fitness techniques to keep our brain young and supple so we can have cognition into the late years of our life.
Dr. Patrick Porter is an expert in brain health. This is absolutely fascinating. Dr. Porter, what's your go-to? What's at the top of your playlist?
Well, my go-to, I listen to a lot of what they call bhajans because I love Indian music. So they're kind of melodic, and then you can sing to them, which triggers your vagus nerve. I don't sing in public, but when I'm in my car driving, that's a really good thing too. If you have the music, you know, you're gonna, the vagus nerve is what triggers the parasympathetic activity. So, you know.
Julia's a good singer. And so my brain's in good shape because I listen to Julia sing all the time.
Okay, can you guys finish this song?
Singing is great.
All right, you start the song.
Are you ready? Okay, you guys got to finish it. Tell me why.
That's in sync.
No, it's Backstreet Boys.
Oh, God, see, I don't even know. Dr. Porter, help us. Well, he doesn't listen to Backstreet Boys.
I don't know that. I've never heard that one.
Okay.
That was pretty good.
I was brought up in the 70s, so. I'm a young age of 64, so
I'm a Sinatra guy. Hopefully Sinatra helps the brain.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it does. Anything will help the brain if you enjoy it.
Aww.
Dr. Kevin Porter is an expert on brain health. Really, really good stuff. Thank you, Dr. Porter.
Thank you for having me.